mom was, I think she was 20 or maybe she was 21, but she was just in college, and she went down to Guatemala, and she was studying anthropology, and she went to a village, which I wish I could remember the name of the place. I'm sure she has told me it, but I have forgotten. But she went to a village where the people there made these pottery birds and chickens. There's a lot of chickens in another room here in this building, but I recently inherited them because she's shrinking her earthly possessions down, so she's giving the things to me. But they have been in my life forever because they're just, she got them when she was a 21-year-old person, and I was not even on the scene until she was 27, I think. So she was on this adventure and like exploring this other place, and I think she even like rode around on a motorcycle, which is like pretty unheard of if you meet her now. She's very careful. So she collected these things, and then they were in our house, and we had, you know, we're supposed to be really careful around these pottery chickens, and the ones I've inherited now, there's like one that's missing a head, there's some that are missing like a leg or a tail, because we weren't always so careful, or we did something in the house that caused a little damage. I have 4 younger siblings, I'm the oldest. And so, but I didn't realize that all the while that she kept the chickens, because they reminded her of these people and this time she had spent in that village. And that actually, after she left, a volcano had erupted and it destroyed the place, and the people were gone. And so she told me that later when I was, probably 20 or something. And I went to school to study anthropology too. And she said that she could never get rid of them because they had made the chickens, and then they were not, the whole village was destroyed in that eruption. So anyway, I sometimes I just like how objects also connect back to our stories or connect to other people far, far away. I don't know those people or, you know, anything about them, but I have these things they made. Mm-hmm.